When you're out walking, it's important to stay hydrated. And it's important to have water that is healthy, water that you actually want to drink. And can I tell you how much I love my Aqua True water? It's amazing. By the way, in just a moment, I'm going to tell you how to save 20% off at aquatrue.com. Are you aware of the research by the Environmental Working Group that indicates virtually every home in America has harmful contaminants in tap water? Well, the Aqua True purifiers are able to remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters, and they're specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. My sponsor, Aqua True, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and today you'll get 20% off any Aqua True purifier. Just go to aquatrue.com, that's AQUATRU.com, enter the code WALKING at checkout. 20% off any Aqua True water purifier when you go to aquatrue.com and use promo code WALKING. It's a beautiful time of year to be out walking. The weather's warming up. Nature makes these walks amazing. But sometimes life is so busy, finding time for the walk can be a challenge. My sponsor, Factor Meals, has the solution. And in a moment, I'm going to tell you how to save 50% off at factormeals.com. Every meal is fresh, never frozen. They only take 2 minutes. Meals like artichoke and spinach chicken with roasted zucchini and tomato butter. This is one of my favorites from Factor Meals. I loved it. And it was ready in 2 minutes. So no shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. More time for these wonderful walks outdoors. Head to factormeals.com/walking50. Use code walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code WALKING50 at factormeals.com/walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Today's 10-minute walk is helping you keep the fitness promise you made to yourself. And we'll add another link to your growing fitness chain. I did something last night that I don't like doing but can't stop myself from doing on occasion. I overate. The food that we were eating was really good, and I could tell that I wasn't quite finished my meal, but I was feeling full enough. It's like, okay, I don't need to eat anymore, but the food was so good. And I'd reached this point of no return. There wasn't enough left on my plate that I could save the rest of it and have leftovers. It's like, that's not enough for another meal. So I made the decision to keep eating, knowing what was going to happen. And gratefully, I actually did stop before everything was gone, but the damage was already done. I had overeaten, and I felt that. I hate that feeling. Ava and I typically take a walk after dinner, and she said, are we going for a walk? And I said, yes, we are, but I just need to let things settle for a moment. And so I did, probably waited an extra 10 minutes, and then we took a walk, and I could still, wasn't quite as intense, but I could still feel it. And at that point, it's like, why? Why did I do this? But there was also something good about that walk after eating. Welcome to Walking is Fitness. This is a podcast of action, providing a little extra motivation to help you keep that fitness promise you made to yourself. Hi, I'm Dave. I'm going to be getting a little bit out of my lane, into a lane that sometimes I veer into but really shouldn't spend a whole lot of time in, and so therefore I need to say I'm not a doctor. I am not a licensed personal trainer. This podcast is not intended to be specific advice for you. Please talk with your doctor if you want specific counsel for your situation. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. So I got to thinking about walking and the digestive system. Is walking good for our digestive system? And the answer is yes, including that walk soon after eating. By the way, I'm not going to get detailed here. I'm not going to give you too much information. But as long as I've remembered, I've had what I would call a slightly wonky gut. And I think most of it is driven by the fact that that's where I feel stress. When stress is happening in my life, when there are big responsibilities, things that are coming up that are hard, that I'm not looking forward to, that make me nervous, I feel that in my gut. In fact, I've mentioned this challenge with anxiety for the last several years, and I tend to feel that in my gut. So I'm really curious about this connection between walking and the digestive system. Does this walk that we're taking now, does this help my digestive system? This commitment to walking consistently every day, is it having a positive impact? And the research indicates that the answer is yes. And they've discovered that regular walking can greatly impact, how shall I put this, bathroom efficiency. In fact, I remember hearing someone talk about their grandfather and how their grandfather had this routine every morning. Drink some coffee, go for a walk, then use the bathroom. And it was all connected. Well, they have research that indicates that walking can help what I'm going to call bathroom efficiency. And they've also discovered through research that if you walk after eating, there are all kinds of benefits to doing that. And one of the things that we've talked about is it stabilizes blood sugar. Well, walking after eating can also reduce gas and bloating. And I experienced that last night after we ate. And I was feeling a little too full because I had overeaten a little too much. Well, that walk over time, I felt better and better the longer we went. Last year, Ava had surgery on her gut, and her doctor, her surgeon, even before the surgery was performed, told Ava, I want you up walking as soon as you're able. And I want you to walk as far as you can and as much as you can as you are able. I mean, obviously, don't push it to the point of pain, but there probably is going to be some discomfort because walking is going to help the recovery. And it wasn't simply the surgical incision. In fact, I'm not sure it had any bearing on that. It was the digestive process because the surgery impacted Ava's digestive system. And the surgeon wanted Ava walking because of the impact, the positive impact that walk was going to have on her digestion. And so there was actually, you could say, a prescription for Ava to walk as soon after surgery as she was able to. And Ava, being the overachiever that she is, she was up walking around the nurse's station that afternoon, that evening, and the next day, the day after surgery, she pushed herself to the point of walking 10,000 steps. I mean, it's like, really? Part of it was because the doctor didn't put a limit on how much walking. She simply said, you walk as much as you can. Walking is good for you. Ava felt well enough to walk, and I think she was also bored, and she wanted to help this recovery move as fast as possible. So Ava got up, walked multiple laps around the floor where her room was. When I was there with her, we were walking, and by the end of the day, Ava had 10,000 steps. It was it was really kind of remarkable. So my firsthand experience is that walking has had a positive impact on my digestive system. Of course, there's also the corollary that if I had not been walking, if I haven't been walking as much as I do, I don't know how my gut would feel. I mean, I can still feel the stress in my gut. I can still feel the anxiety in my gut. But if I wasn't walking as much as I do, I don't know how much more that impact would have on my digestive system. So bottom line, research, experts tell us that this walking consistently, is good for your digestion. If your fitness promise is to walk 10 minutes every day, you've almost fulfilled today's promise, which means you get to add another link to your growing fitness chain. And if you checked out the Walking is Fitness YouTube channel, every week there's a brand new video. These videos, by the way, are not simply the podcast repurposed for YouTube. These are unique videos that are filmed just for YouTube. And the whole point here is that YouTube is a huge search engine. And there are people every day looking for information about fitness and about walking. And so these videos are designed to answer some of the questions that people are looking, and then hopefully to move them from curiosity to action. I invite them to begin listening to the podcast. And by the way, if you found Walking is Fitness, the podcast, through Walking is Fitness on YouTube, welcome. Glad to have you. If you haven't checked it out, there's a link in the show notes. Tap that link and it'll take you to the Walking is Fitness YouTube channel. Thanks for allowing me to be part of your walk today. I'm honored. I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every single day, and I would love to have you join me for another 10-minute walk. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.